It's Thursday, the 20th of January. This is the Sodcast. This is episode 24.
Absolute silence as deep in the undergrowth of North County Dublin, we're recording the Sodcast.
Somebody killed a high earthquake, please.
Welcome to the loudest gardening podcast in the world, the Sodcast, with your host, Peter Donegan.
Yes, folks, and welcome to episode 24, number Wir uns Wahnsinn of the Sodcast, loudest gardening podcast in the world. What can I say? It's been a little bit chilly outside, but nonetheless, bloody great to be back outside again. I mean, I've had cabin fever since, what, about last week in November, somewhere around there. Is that fair to say, with the snow that we had, the minus 17 Celsius, the minus 14 Celsius in Ireland, frozen pipes, my water's broke. My water's didn't break. The water broke in my office, flooded the place out of it. Got up this morning. What did I have? I had a frozen bucket of paint. How's about that? Try put that in the fence. Doesn't work. I did, however, if you were listening to the podcast last week, I did get my own fences painted. However, when you go and do it for somebody else or try and do it for somebody else, that's just the way it works. The ambient sounds that you hear, as you can gather, I'm not outside. No, I'm not. That you hear are the woodchip pellet boiler busting away in the background. My porridge oats soaking for tomorrow morning's breakfast. And a chicken stock boiling away on the hob. Nonetheless, you've no interest in that. This is about you and you getting outside into the great outdoors. And I have, of course, got a cracking show. However, first up, if you need to get in touch with me in any way at all, you can do so via email, info@donneganlandscaping.com. I am on Twitter as @DonneganGardens. And you can also get me on facebook.com/DonneganLandscaping. Ha, what can I say? I've got a great show lined up. I have, of course, got my This Week on the Blog section. I have my links for the podcast. I have all of my images for the podcast. Beautiful as always. I have This Week's Oddities. And, of course, I have my And Finally section. First up, I need to mention this one. It's the Garden Group's meeting. It's to Skerry's Mills. If you've never been before, cracking time. It's going to take about an hour or 40 minutes to do the tour of the place entirely. And then, of course, there'll be a bit of banter and cracking around and in between. That said, there's only one way to book your place on the gig, and that is to leave a comment on the blog post. Please do go across, take a look and see what you think. Donegan Landscaping on Facebook. Yeah, the great Anthony McGuinness, the genius that he is. Anthony decided to bring my blog into the 21st century, and so he Facebooked, pimped my blog to make it look that little bit less 80s or 90s. What he did was he put your mugs and pictures and faces there. So when you click like, your head will appear. He also put a little likey link underneath each post. So I know it says retweet and people retweeted 22,000 times. But look, this is modern technology. And whether I'm a great fan of Facebook or not, all aside, who really cares? But if you do like it, go like it. Thanks, Anthony, is all I can say. I think it looks well. My images for the podcast. Straight on to it. Yeah, the first one will give you a good idea of why I painted my fences last week, my fencing and gates. Popsicles forming on the fences after the beating that they had for probably what was a 6-week duration over the November, December, Jan period. Pretty, pretty damn harsh. And that leads me straight into photograph number 2. And it's up there for a damn good reason. My Stanley flask. I've been in the landscaping trade for, God, I don't know how long, pretty much since I was in my mother's womb, you might say. Jokes aside. But point to make, as a gardener landscaper, first thing you do, morning time, 6 o'clock, load up the Jeep, you throw your lunch in, you throw the machinery in on top, yep. Coffee all over the place. It doesn't really work out too well. I used to do about 4 or 5 flasks a year. In fact, I used to buy 3 at a time is what I used to do. Stanley brought out this super duper flask and I've had it for about 3-4 years. I can't remember where I bought it. I don't know how much it costs. I didn't get it for free. Stanley haven't paid me money to mention this product. This isn't a Truman show. It's a worthwhile investment and was for me. Photograph number 3 is the Hamamelis mollis. Now, I did do a post on the Hamamelis ex intermedia. It's a close sister. Don't confuse, don't baffle people with names of plants. The reason this photograph was up is because I was asked to do a kind of a plant of the week stint on the blog, and I'm trying not to change the I'm trying not to change the format as the blog post is laid out, but as I'm speaking, if I can kind of alter it, tweak it slightly. Now, I'm not saying I'll have a plant of the week every single week, and I don't want to do, as you know, without being disrespectful, some publications might do, which is a plant of the week, but I want to, if I come across the Bobby Dazzler, the one that, hey, oh man, that's super, I'll take the photograph of it and I'll put it up. If I don't have one, I don't have one. But for this week, that is the flower as you see it at this moment in time and has been in flower like that for the past 2 weeks. Now, bear in mind, look at the top of the photograph of the fencing. Look at it, the popsicles forming on it. And you got something that beautiful out there. Isn't that a worthwhile investment? I don't know. I think they're amazing. I think they really, really are an amazing plant. Well worthwhile investment. Got it be. Go take a look. Read the post. See what you think. The stats are there. The how talls and the how highs and the how wides. But I've put it into your average suburban back garden in North County Dublin. Portmarnock to be exact, right beside the seaside. And it'll do perfectly well. I know because I planted one two doors down approximately 1 year ago, and it's back in flower at this moment in time. Pretty stalwarts. Moving straight on, photograph number 4 and 5. Yeah, I was in the suppliers recently, one of the suppliers that I work with, and I found these fencing tops is what you put them, you know, the way when you're going up your own stairs, you've got like this little ball on top of the balustrade, or as the staircase turns a corner. Essentially, that's what they are, but they're for outdoor fencing posts. Reason I like them, and the reason I have put them up there, is because I think this week I needed to make a piece of fencing that was a little bit, I won't say bespoke, but to fit a specific space. And when I went, I couldn't find what I was looking for. Now, what you see in your superstore or your garden superstore, your garden, whatever the case may be, is exactly what I see. My analogy, as always, is my Rolling Stones vinyl for 40 quid better than your double CD for 50 quid? And I think it is. And I think if I'm going to spend 40 quid or 400 quid or whatever the amount may be, I want it to look a little bit specially made for me. And that's exactly where they come in. Because they just finish off the trims and the frills, just that extra little bit perfection. And again, when I made this one, because the timber was a little bit different, it's a long story, but it's very, very hard to get uprights that are 4 inch by 4 inch, and the across beams, which are 4 inch by 2 inch, it's very hard to get the grain to almost look exact, if that makes sense. So the black paint kind of fades into the background. The little hobnobs sit on top of the, funny way to describe it, sit on top, just tack them on with a few little pins and paint them black as well. And all of a sudden, you've just got your own brand spanking bespoke made home to suit you. Rolling Stones, double album, vinyl. I can keep on going until I run out of breath, but you get where I'm coming from. It's yours. Photograph number 6, tool of the week. This isn't something I really wanted to do, but Simon Kenny had got in touch with me and he said, this was before Christmas, I was looking for feedback on the blog. But Simon had got on and he said to me, hey, look, Pete, would you do a tool of the week section? Now, I know Simon's more kind of farming side of it, so this might be right up Simon's alley, but it's one that I will not go anywhere without in my arsenal, and it is the Mattox. It's the head of it that you can't see is about 4 inches wide at the other end, and the opposite end looks like the tip of a pickaxe. What it's really good for, particularly in this kind of weather, is where a lot of plants, large woody shrubs, have been brought to a pulp by the weather, but the crown of it is still there, and it's a tough buster to dig out. Mattox is great for going in and give it a good old mullocking, is probably the best description. Beating, a good bait the thing out of it is what I'm kind of suggesting to you. It's also really good if you're digging trenches. If you want a trench that's about 3-4 inches wide and about 2-3 inches depth, if ever you're doing anything like that, burying cables along the lines of, this also works really, really well for that. And as I said to you, it doubles up as a pick. Wouldn't go anywhere without it. Okay, before I get into this week's oddities, I got talking to a friend of mine, Phil, and Philip lives a couple of doors down the road from me. And what he was saying was, look, hey, Pete, if I didn't want to own an allotment, if I didn't want to come home from work in the evening time, get washed, cleaned, have the dinner, particularly on a night like tonight where it's getting dark at 5 o'clock, and then drive out to an allotment. No disrespect to the people who own allotments, congratulations, and I hope it all goes well. But Philip pretty much doesn't get home till, let's say, 7 o'clock. So he said, look, it means essentially he's got one day, which is the Sunday, off, and he's got maybe a half day on Saturday where he gets to do dad-y household stuff. So the time that can be allocated to gardening maximum is about 20, 30 minutes. And he doesn't want to be a full-time farmer. Take a listen to this suggestion. It's recorded on Sunday just gone. See what you think. But if you've got an apartment balcony, this story might just be worth following.
Well, what I have here is about 3 square metres of a plot. In actual fact, it's like a big flower pot, you know. It's just roughly, it's a raised bed of roughly about 6 inches raised, full of a mixture of old peat and compost and clay.
You say raised, Philip, you didn't, without being disrespectful, but there's not really a whole lot of effort gone into this. It's just stones.
It's just stones, yeah. Actually, there are windowsills I actually pinched over a period of a couple of years from various bits of rubble, and I just used them as walls for this thing. So it's about 3 metres long by 1 metre wide, and I just filled it up with peat and then just dug up and mixed the clay through it. That's roughly it.
Okay, now to give you an idea, 3 square metres. 3 square metres, if you had a bathroom with a bathtub in it, that's kind of approximately around the size you're talking.
Exactly, yes. It's about half the area of a bathroom of that size. Let's say 2 bathtubs could fit in it end to end. Or it may be, it look like an overly long Norman grave or something like that.
Okay.
It actually looks like, if you think of it.
And what myself and Philip are planning to do as part of the podcast is, we're I think the general gist of it is that over the course of the 12-month period, we're going to farm intensively, or not intensively, depending on how we feel, the 3 square metres of ground. Is that fair to say?
That's it, yes. Basically, I'm going to see how much fun we can get out of this and maybe see what sort of food and how we can really work this for real. Because I know we're going to encounter a number of problems with weeds and bugs and so on. And I'm realistic about this, so I want to keep it small. And it has to be easy. I can't want to be spending any more than 20, 30 minutes at this probably once a week. That's basically the cycle time, if you like, with this thing.
And as we encounter the problems, if the crop fails, it fails, we'll just get up and we'll try something different, or we'll start anew if we've got time within the 12-month calendar.
Yes, there'll be a few expletives, that'll be guaranteed, yes. As we, yeah, I know the way the weather goes here. And now, it wouldn't be the first time that things have grown up and just shriveled for some other peculiar reason, you know, and just to have no green fingers whatsoever here.
Okay, that's it. It's a chilly, a little bit of a chilly evening. We're about 8 o'clock. I've to go in and mind the baby and walk a dog, so I'm going to have a cup of tea first, and I'll talk to you later. Thanks, Phil. Talk to you soon.
Pleasure now. Pleasure, Peter. Thank you. Looking forward to it.
So I spoke to Philip this morning at about 20 past six before he and I both went to work. I was picking up my frozen paint. And the photograph Philip gave me was taken last Sunday. And I just got a quick chat with him just to see how far or what he did actually get done on that Sunday day after I left him. And the whole point of this is that if you're following the story, you'll be a maximum of a week behind Philip in your progress. But in the gardening calendar, a week behind actually isn't that bad. Take a listen to this bit and see how we get on.
Well, what I did was I pulled out all the weeds I could get. It's nice and soft soil to start with. So I pulled every single weed out of it, threw it out, and basically deep dug it right down to the clay and mixed it, churned it. And that took me, that was quite an exhausting job to do. And basically churned it as much as I could and raked it flat. and that's it. Now, I found a few garlic bulbs stuck in it, and I replanted those, and that's about all that's done to the, at this stage.
And what's the plan for next weekend, or the between now and next weekend?
Next couple of weekends, I'd like to try and get the seeds. Sort of things I'm looking at is, I'd like to get some lettuces, a few varieties of lettuces. I'm going to try. There's an uncle of mine actually who has some onion sets, so I'm going to see if I can get some of those and put those in. Then I might look at trying setting peas and maybe some other seeds like beetroot and so on. So nothing too ambitious. We'll keep it simple, sweet, and it would be lovely if I could plant half of this. So we're talking about for the first 6 feet by 3 feet, just plant that with seeds and a few other bits and pieces, and maybe you might do a bit of potting as well.
And that is it, folks. What can I say? Listen, if you've got any questions, any queries on this one, as always, the contact details are info@donegallandscaping.com, on email. I'm at Donegan Gardens on Twitter. I'm on Facebook as facebook.com/Donegan Landscaping. Just drop a note there. I'll get to you within the space of about 24 hours and as best as I can. If not, just leave a comment on the blog, as most people do. Straight into this week's oddities. Oh, yes. Hope Peninsula Heritage Society, Dermot O'Cossack and Co. up there in North County Dublin. Bin Ager, how are you, folks? The email came in saying their winter 2010 lecture series are back on cue. They are as follows. Tuesday, January the 25th. It's the Castles of North County, Dublin. The speaker is Professor Terry Barry from Trinity College. I'm really looking forward to that one myself. Probably out of the trio. No offence to anybody else. The second one is Tuesday, February 22nd. It's the Life and Times of Colm O'Loughlin. The speaker is John O'Loughlin Kennedy. And Tuesday, March 22nd, it's the Hunt family of Hoat. And the speaker is Keena O'Carroll. All lectures are 8 p.m. Take place at 8 p.m. Hoat Angling Centre, West Pier. And non-members, it's £4 of a charge. DublinBikes.ie sent me an email. Oh, I should probably cross out my login details there. But essentially what they've said to me is, we're going to take another €10 out of your account. I did a post on this some time ago. I'll put it up in the links for the podcast bit. But it is probably the single one service in this country that I have got my money's worth out of. I would suggest that strongly. And to you guys in Dublin Bikes, what can I say? If you had an iPhone app, you would be 110% amazing. Other than that, you're just 100% amazing. What can I say? Yeah. Oh, two last ones. Yeah, these, I take a neutral standpoint on these two both, but I'll try and root out some blog posts that will give you a gist of why, mainly because of no interest in politics. It's too bloody cold to... At Media Guardian, they put out a note saying Coca-Cola are banned from claiming its vitamin water brand is nutritious. There's a link there. Take a look. See what you think. On the other hand, at Campbell Sues. Hi, Campbell Sues. A big supporter of Glenisk. I'm very glad to see this. She says, quote, organic milk, better for you. New UK study. And the link is there. So it's a little bit unusual to see, no offence, quote, organic milk, better for you. It's a little bit unusual to see that. I hope it is. Maybe it is. But nonetheless, look, this is all about creating discussion. This isn't my personal views on the subject. I don't really have any personal views on the subject for this moment, or at least for this matter. And finally, what can I say? Yes, thank you for listening to the Sodcast, loudest gardening podcast in the world. If you need to get in touch with me, as always, folks, it's info@DonneganLandscaping.com via email. I'm at Donegan Gardens on Twitter. I'm also Donegan Landscaping or facebook.com/Donegan Landscaping. No matter what anybody says about the weather being cold in Ireland at this moment in time, whether it's -4, it's -60, it is a bloody good feeling to be back outside in the great outdoors. Whatever you do, folks, this weekend, do enjoy, stay warm, have a cup of tea. Let me know how you get on. Take care. Bye-bye.